There we go. What is going on? We already got people in the chat. How about that? What's going on, everybody? It's Monday night. We've watched a movie.
Sure. Yeah, no, those are true. We did watch, and it was a movie.
Definitely like about this movie. Where to start?
Bones. It's got good bones.
Yeah, I like the concept of this, you know, the creeper, like this thing that, like, is it a devil? Like, I dig all that.
Yeah, except, like, the makeup, all the practical effects look good. All the props look like dog shit.
Yeah. It's out of my mind. Is the scene where Justin Long is in, like, the creeper's lair.
Yeah, all those bodies.
Are, like, all mannequins. They don't even
know. Sure, like, they're supposed to look like they're hard, like they're preserved. They've been preserved.
But no, they just look like mannequins.
They look like fucking plastic.
Yeah.
And the fog. Shit. I fucking loathe this movie.
And, like, did he have to have the...
But there's so many fucking weird choices in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So many weird fucking choices.
A lot of this movie... Well, first of all, the whole movie can be solved by, let's get in the fucking car and drive and don't stop.
I think even boiling it down further than that, this whole problem in this movie is solved by mind your fucking business.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was dumping a body down a well. We don't live here, so let's get the fuck out.
It might have been. Might have been a carpet. I don't know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. We'll have a storied
obstacle in this world. Like, it's a bunch of people who don't know how to communicate with each other effectively.
It's that, and it's, no, we have to go back. Business.
I said, get in the car, drive till you have to stop and get gas, fill it up, and then
keep
going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wash the car again.
You know how we wouldn't have gotten their scent? If they kept fucking driving. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Hit me with that, would you please?
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
It was on the stream, so I was trying to figure out if there's anything I could do to...
Oh, is there?
Motherfucker.
I don't know. Our shit.
YouTube and through Twitch.
Dope.
Motherfucker.
So the stream going out. Yep, you just froze.
Yeah. How about that? Anyway, yeah, we're just going to keep doing our thing. Want to watch the whole show? Listen to the audio podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. The characters are okay? Like, there are...
For a good portion of this movie.
Well, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the movie, though.
That's just Justin Long.
But, like, the whole scene...
He's very slappable.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw dead bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Just... Whap! Like, you can act like a man! Fucking get your shit together and tell me what you just saw. Like,
yeah. Or don't. Get in the car and we leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, they keep... Look out. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, in a horror movie, you have to have that. But it also has to make sense as to why these people are fucking doing it.
Yeah.
These guys are just being harassed by a fucking monster that they can solve this whole issue by just, like, I want you to die in the most painful fucking way. I want him to, like, give you paper cuts on your fucking gooch until you pass out and die.
Clink.
Alcohol douche brought to you by Big Dumb Monsters. Like, just, like, stupid... Like, you can have one thing or the other, okay? You can have stupid, shitty characters that deserve to die, or you can have a poorly made movie. Either one of those is forgivable.
Yeah, yeah.
You have both in this. It's bad. Like, there's a couple of cool scenes. Like, I do really like the design of the creeper.
Like, yeah.
That is cool. Like, that's
when
what a monster is supposed to be.
Get inside and see it. It looks like shit. Yeah. Yeah, god damn it.
Okay. This movie just frustrates the fuck out of me. And I felt... I was never seen. But it's so easy to pick apart and so fucking stupid. And the ending was trash.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? God damn it. That is really annoying.
Yeah. What happened? I don't know. We just leave it open for the sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Cool.
It's got a rad fucking couple of cars in it.
Some corners.
Yeah. They really did. And I mean, sure, there's sort of a reason this movie was going to do dick.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they were kind of right. This is one of those movies I think
Weekend.
Okay.
Which is usually a sign of shiny, pretty people, 2000s horror.
Yeah.
And this is the fucking epitome of it. You know what I mean? Like, and it sounds dickish to say, but like, and the movie sucked.
Yeah. Also, like, again, not to be a dick, but she's like twice his age. Come on. Come on. It's supposed to be his sister.
She's 30.
Yeah, and he's like 18, maybe. Like,
maybe.
He's young enough to write his name in his underwear like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Hey, you know how the creature doesn't learn your name? Don't write it in your underwear, you big fucking tool.
Yeah, that's like, and that's a fucking trope from the fucking 70s and 80s. Who comes up with ideas like that? Pederasts.
Yes. Well, we'll get to that. We'll gloss over that. Give it its due diligence. Let's say.
We'll forcibly touch on that subject.
There's like three fucking scenes in this movie when the girl like gets in to drive the car and ends up grinding the fucking gears until she can go. After the first time it happened,
grind them till you find them, babe.
I kept thinking that to myself. Grind them till you find them. But in an emergency situation, after the first time that happened, wouldn't you just be like, okay, I need to know how this works?
I loved watching her just like fucking jam that thing. Like she's trying to get it in like fifth gear from neutral. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's just press and done. Like,
this is a fucking automatic car too, dog. They just put it on the floor to make it fucking.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah, they put the shifter on the floor to make it like
to make it feel like an
to give them trouble.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's a plot device.
Oh, like, don't you want to just punch him? Don't you just want to punch him?
I mean, sometimes I really like Justin Long. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I like that he can take himself not too seriously. Yeah. Know?
Oh my god. Wait, hold on. What's your favorite Justin Long role?
I do like him as Randy. Was it Randy St. Jock?
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. and Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah.
I think he plays that character again in another movie too.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and I love him in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. Which, his first movie.
Yep.
First role. Mm-hmm. but yeah, if you're not familiar with Randy St. Jock, he's
my God.
He's supposed to be married to Brandon Routh, his character in Zack and Mary. He was like a, you know, like a straight laced, like, you know, I think he's like a lawyer or something in the movie.
Yeah, something like that.
And like, Justin Long is an ex-porn star. It's just like over the top, like it's
amazing. Cool. And he's got this gravelly voice.
He talks like this.
You gotta vote for Dodgeball on Justin Long.
I just don't love Dodgeball. Like I like moments from that movie, but overall, it's too much.
Watched it again recently. There's some funny shit in that movie.
Mm, yeah,
Rick Torn is pretty fucking funny in that.
Yeah, but he's always amazing.
Hold on. There's a guy on our team who dresses like a pirate.
Yeah. This movie fucking sucks.
Yeah, this was a bummer.
And it has potential. Like, this could have been really fucking cool.
Like I said, there were times I'm like, all right, I do like this. I'm getting into it. And then, like, oh, God.
Then they just do something dumb.
Yeah.
And it's not even the characters do something dumb. Like, the movie will do something dumb. Like, we don't need a psychic character.
I was just
going
to say.
What the fuck was that?
It makes no sense for them to get a phone call at the diner from her. And then, like, she just shows up later at the police station and doesn't really do anything.
Doesn't
really add anything.
She adds zero to this.
Yeah, it doesn't move the plot forward in any way.
All she adds is the relevance of the Jeepers Creepers song.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Is that Boots? Boots is back for like six nights in a row.
No shit.
Yeah.
Fucking,
at least six.
Fucking Die Hard.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Oh, God. Yeah, no. This could have been good.
A monster stuck in the window. Yeah, we call him J.D. Vance.
But
woo!
Oh, there we go. Yeah, this does feel like a very wasted opportunity for a good.
It does. It's just like shiny and flashy and like,
the other thing, like this monster can track you everywhere, can follow you once it gets your scent or whatever. It's only awake for 23 days. We gotta keep moving for 3 weeks, dude, and we're good for 23 years.
Is that in this movie?
Yeah, they mention it.
When?
I think the psychic lady mentions it. That might be the only reason she's in the movie.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need that. It's like, And like, that completely blew past me. Like, I didn't catch that at all.
Oh, what a frustrating fucking movie now that I think about it.
Yeah. Also, he has wings. Why is he driving a fucking truck?
Well, he's got to move bodies.
That he can pick up and fly away with.
But if he's got like a bunch of them like he had like in the thing, you know, it's it makes less sense to keep flying back and forth when you can just drive, you know, make like one or two trips in the truck. He's a monster. He's not an idiot. Oh.
God. Damn it.
Yeah. And also, like, not that we really need another one of these, but, like, sorry, if this was 2001, wouldn't this have been the perfect year for a sequel? 23 years, like, yeah.
Oh. What do they fucking do with the sequels, then?
Or
is it, like, a different one every time?
I think maybe in the second one, like, it's still during, like, this time period. It's, like, right after this, maybe. I didn't see the third one. I think I tapped out after two.
This is the first time I've seen this one.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to avoid it because it's just pretty people in scary situations.
Yeah, this was like, I remember when my parents like first got Netflix. This was like one of the first movies we rented.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a waste.
It's the shit at the time. It was 2001. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I'm trying to think of what else came out in, like, 2001 that would have just been way better. Like, I wasn't going to the movies in 2001, but I was renting a shitload of movies.
Spider-Man. Well, that was 2010.
I mean, horror movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was anything better than this.
Fucking up college at the time. Oh, we got here.
This is stuff that was popular in 2001.
Yeah.
Beautiful Mind is about the... Oh, Along Came a Spider.
Didn't see either. From Hell.
Oh, 13 Ghosts came out.
Out Cold, 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
61? That was 2001.
Hannibal. Oh, Hannibal. Frailty. Yeah.
Rockstar.
I love that movie. I don't give a fuck.
Wet Hot American Summer. The first time we saw that movie was on DVD, and the DVD had a fart track.
What?
Yeah. And we didn't know that was like a thing you could turn on and off. So the first time we watched it, it had it on, and we were...
Are they well-timed?
Yeah. We were dying fucking, because we just thought that was the whole movie. Like, they're just farting through the whole movie.
That is very 2001.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of things that I did like about this.
No, the practical effects were good.
Yeah, they were. Like,
in the one scene where we get a CGI shot of the monster, like when he gets run over, and then like
the CG was the wings. Out, yeah.
It looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Stupid too. He freaks out because he's a rat. You fucking pussy.
Yeah.
One rat and you freak out. Come on.
Like, freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, he's down there looking for dead bodies. And a rat freaked him out.
A rat, yeah, causes him to lose his shit. Yeah, I think we can put some ratings on this.
You ready?
Yeah, because we're just going to keep shit. Well, shitting on it's bad, but...
Yeah, shitting on it's fine. Yeah. I love shitting on this movie. I love shitting on any movie. I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's just a release.
Yeah, let's throw some ratings. I'll take us out on this one.
Okay. My rating, just so you know, my rating was actually a little higher last night when I finished watching it. And now actually like going through it.
No, mine's gone even lower. Yeah. I would have put this over the line of rewatchability. I would have put it like a 5.5.
That's actually where I was last night when I watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go down to a 4. Honestly, because of all the, like, the more I think about it, it's like, fuck, that is stupid. Like, that is goddamn dumb. Like,
Yeah.
I stand by that 4.
Yeah. I'm going to go. Yeah, I was thinking 4 or 5.
Yeah. Which is still, I mean, like, there are things to like in here, but the
overall product that I'm getting is not good.
I thought that was a cool shot. The overhead of him, like, falling down onto the ground.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's just something you don't see often.
Yeah.
But
does it have to be in slow-mo?
No, that was kind of dumb.
At least that slow.
Yeah. I said there are things I like. The practical effects are really good. Good bones. Everything else just kind of blows.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's a decent story there. They just didn't fucking tell it.
Yeah.
Or they told it in the dumbest way possible.
Oh, and also, when you're running the thing over, maybe, like, aim for his head once.
Right?
Yeah.
Arms and legs, that's all.
It has to eat body parts to regenerate. Well,
mouth.
Yeah, if it can't eat, I guess it can't regenerate, so I'm just going to cut its head off and fucking, like, encase it in cement.
Yeah.
Problem solved, let's fucking get back in the car and leave.
Can we get a collective fuck this movie?
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this movie. Thank you. All right, you ready for some trivia?
Let's do the trivia.
Let's further trivialize this movie.
Yeah, we gotta do something because we are like washed out as fuck.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, I can handle that.
I think what we need is like regular light. Let's try it.
I think we need one of those on this side, and I think that'll
do me a favor. Can you change that overhead to like regular light?
Yes, I can. But I hope you brought your SPF like 100.
You can't like yellow it out.
Let me see. You can go ahead and keep doing.
Oh, so I'm curious now. I want to see this happen.
I'm gonna go back to main for a second, and then I'll go back to Nick Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're having trouble with the multicams.
Oh, shit is fucked up, folks.
It's not the end of the world. It's just
weird.
It was frozen, and that's what made me notice it.
Yeah.
So then I wanted to try it again. It wasn't frozen this time.
Right. Odd. What if you try swapping their order real quick and then put it back?
This is podcasting, folks. This is
this is it. This is how the sausage is made.
Entertaining as fuck.
This is the point of watching the Twitch stream.
Right, so you get to see all the. Oh my god!
I fucking told you.
That's
hold on.
Bright.
There is a dimmer. Ow. I can bring that. It's 100%.
Why?
That's 20%.
Ugh.
There's not much difference.
4%.
Keep going.
Can you do 2?
Hey!
That's 0. That's 1%. Let me go back to where we were and bring it down.
Yeah.
To 25.
25 is good. It's fine. It's fine.
Maybe move up 3 in the.
I tried that.
Yeah.
I tried moving 3 up, and then I switched back. Fourth.
Weird.
It's broken.
Because it's lit up, like it's on.
This one's on.
Yeah, they both are. All 3 of them are. What the fuck, dog?
Do it with the button switches instead of clicking on the scene.
That was the one I did first, so.
Yeah, and also ban that.
Person. I'm about to. That's about to do
with
the thing.
Ban hammer!
I was just looking to see if I can report it.
Whatever, it's my segment anyway, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
All right. The original truck from the film is owned by a private collector in Maryland who kept it as a relic and also provided it for the production of Jeepers Creepers 3. He also rents it for some events and conventions.
The eye. The eye.
Which is a fucking racket.
The eye. Oh, the eye.
Yeah.
This?
Yep.
There.
Hey. The original title was Here Comes the Boogeyman, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, Jeepers Creepers isn't great, but at least fucking fits with the song, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I imagine, like, Jeepers Creepers can be a good title for a horror film. I just don't see it, like, on this one.
Yeah.
Like, that almost feels like an anthology. You know, because it's, like, just a generic term.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin Long and Gina Phillips said that Victor Salva's screenplay was so terrifying that they had to put it down after reading the first 20 pages or so and come back to it hours later. What the fuck happened there then? Because that's not here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that scene must have made it to the cutting room floor, I guess.
Yeah. And this is probably why. After budget cuts, Victor Salva was left with $10 million to make this movie. When it premiered, it grossed $15.8 million, a record for a four-day Labor Day weekend, which seems awfully fucking low. Ultimately, Jeepers Creepers earned $37.9 million in North America and a total of $59.2 million worldwide.
Well, back then, that was respectable. That was before, like, when everything had to make, like, $100 million or it was a failure.
Yeah, but, like, 15.8 is a record opening weekend and Labor Day?
Maybe for, like, certainly for R-rated movies or horror movies, like...
This is just saying a record for a four-day Labor Day weekend.
Hmm.
I mean, there could be some kind of...
I mean, again, this is before, like, everything had to be a blockbuster, so, I mean, I get... This
That's
is
true.
Still
that,
when,
and
like,
that was when tickets were, like, $10.
And, like, yeah, and, like, summertime, people didn't really, like, go to the movies outside of blockbusters, especially for a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, Labor Day, like, people would be out on vacations and, like, not going to the movies, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Still not bad.
Justin Long and Gina Phillips were allowed... Wait, what did you say?
That's actually still not bad.
15 point something million?
They're still in... The first one is still, number... I don't know, 15 or 12.
Yeah.
But the second one is there above it. You don't even break 20. Till you get up into the top, like, 10.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. Like, that, you know, it's gonna usually nice out. People are having barbecues, like...
But just look at this Shang-Chi. 94,000 on that weekend.
God damn.
It's 94 million.
Or, that's what I meant. Sorry, 94 million
yeah.
for that weekend. That's insanity.
Lord! Anyway, Justin Long and Gina Phillips were allowed to improvise many of their scenes, which writer and director Victor Salva kept in the final cut. Which I imagine, like, when they're, like, making fun of each other, when they're having the road trip, like, a lot of that is improv.
Yeah, that's the stuff you want improv, so it feels natural, like, so it feels like they're actually related, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, but... Also don't care. MGM wanted a more bankable names to play the two leads, but Victor Salva's longtime mentor and producer, Francis Ford Coppola, shame on you, used his clout to stick up for Salva's casting choices.
Hmm. How about that?
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know things about him.
Yeah.
The MGM company only financed the film with $2.7 million. The rest of the budget was financed by independent companies. Justin Long said that MGM did not have good expectations of the film, so they did not even take into account setting up a premiere.
Now that I remember, like, I do remember this surprisingly doing well at the box office. I worked at the movies at the time.
Yeah.
And it was like the dump, you know, horror movie. Like, you know, we need a horror movie out. Here, like, this is what people will go see, and, like,
yeah,
ended up, I do remember it being popular.
I just don't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
The scene where he's dumping the body into the pipe is one of the theater check scenes. It's burned into my fucking memory forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I would have to see that specific scene like 10 times a night.
For, oh, it's like every
the
first like 20 minutes in or whatever.
20 minutes and then 1 hour in. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Make sure people aren't smoking crack or fucking
in the theater. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Jonathan Breck, the actor of the Creeper, is 6'1". According to the Jeepers Creepers Wikipedia page, the Creeper is
taller than the Creeper is
6'8". Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you better stand on your fucking apple box.
Yeah. Oh, who's a cute little creeper?
Punk bitch. That is a fucking mannequin.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And then this. What is the whole point of being a lookout if you're going to stand in the fucking street, like, where the car can see you clearly?
Yeah.
Like,
looking the wrong way.
Yeah. Gotta get that sound clip, too.
And that one.
Ooh, that is...
The Creeper was originally designed by Brad Parker.
Flavors of the Far East.
Goddamn it.
Sounds
the
like
Kojo experience. The Creeper was originally designed by Brad Parker, and its costume was created by Brian Panicus. I'm going to go with Panicus. Through his company Makeup and Monsters. I can't read. While its wings were created by Charles Garcia. And digitally rendered by Buddy Gein, Scott Ramsey, and Robert W. Morgenroth. Maybe they should have got more than three people to do that.
Yeah, maybe you needed four.
Yeah. Apparently, at one point, they did make, like, actual wings for this fucking thing, but they were, like, too heavy.
Bullshit.
Yes, yes,
this
it
scene,
is.
I just want to smack the shit out of him.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm traumatized. I saw dead bodies.
God.
That's what you wanted, bitch. You got what you wanted. Now you get what you deserve. Trisha's car is a 1960 Chevrolet Impala.
So she has even less of a fucking excuse to not know how to goddamn put it in gear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her fucking car. Well, it was supposed to be fucked up because they hit a fence post. They're like, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It broke the headlight. That doesn't mean it's going to fuck your transmission. Yeah.
That car is solid fucking steel. Like, unless that fence post was adamantium, like, it's not fucking doing damage to that car.
Christ. In the 2017 cast commentary, Justin Long discussed a stunt that went wrong. To save money, Justin was in the car rather than a stunt man with a stunt woman playing Trish, who was supposed to hit the Creeper with the car. However, the speedometer was broken, and she ended up going too fast, and the Creeper stunt man was badly hurt in the collision, and Justin was showered with broken glass. Victor Salva considered quitting filmmaking altogether after this accident, but was reassured when he visited the stuntman in the hospital.
He's going to quit filmmaking and rededicate himself to some of his other passions in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Something, something, women drivers, something, something, Landis.
Oh.
Body count, 7.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not counting all the people already dead in the...
Yeah, people you watch die.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Or encounter fresh dead bodies, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm done with this fucking movie.
All right. Let us move on to the better known as. Hope our camera angles work better there. Nope.
Well, they... Nope. They
your camera's just
dip.
Not working tonight, huh?
Fuck it, let's go to
Switch
Maine.
It over to Maine, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was going to do, yeah.
Weird. It's fine. Of all the things that could go wrong,
yeah,
we honestly just need to restart it all again and fucking. Yeah. This happens every time we up update the computer. Oh, yeah, hey, let's talk about the better known as. We are going to briefly touch on, well.
Oh, yeah. Going to briefly touch him, huh?
We're going to quickly discuss Director Salva. Because he's not a good dude.
No, he's a kiddie diddler.
He's a kiddie diddler, yeah.
He was Chomo, if you will.
Yeah. He was... I don't know how this movie got made. He was convicted of whatever he did. We don't want to get into it, other than say it was fucking terrible. In 1988. So I don't know how the fuck this movie got made. And how this dude not only directed this movie, but also... Powder in 1995. He wrote the sequel. I don't know if he directed it, but probably. Whoops, I accidentally. Yeah. Has a movie upcoming.
Yeah, so what it was is he sexually assaulted one of his actors on Clown House or whatever.
Clown House, yeah. Okay, yeah, directed in 1989.
And then had all kinds of pictures and stuff at his house that he should not have had, that no one should have, that people who have them should be fucking burned alive.
Yeah. And then somehow went on to have a career. So we'll say fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck him.
For defending him and standing up for him.
I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did, but feels like it.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, we're going to move on to Gina Phillips. Who played Trish in this movie. She was in Doom Annihilation in 2019. She's been in the other two Jeepers Creepers movies. Other than that, nothing really much of note. A couple of TV one-offs. CSI New York, Monk, Medium, CSI Original Flavor, ER... Boston Public, Ally McBeal. She made the rounds on primetime TV.
Yeah.
Sliders, Dark Skies. No, wait, that's not the one I'm thinking of. Never mind. Steamy USA drama, Silk Stockings. Steamy. Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Love it.
Our first roles on Growing Pains in 1992. Up next, Justin Long. Who, I mean, you know him as Justin Long. You know him as the Mac guy in the commercials.
Yeah.
He...
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. It was him and John Hodgman.
Yeah.
As the Mac and PC guys. Still in things coming up. He was going to be in the 4:30 movie. The new Kevin Smith movie, which the preview just came out for you yesterday. Actually looks kind of good.
Yeah.
Looks delightful.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a Jay and Silent Bob movie. It's its own like thing,
yeah,
which is good. As much as I do love like those movies, but like it's time to move on. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just about like looks like an R-rated, you know, fun comedy basically. Like, all right, okay. I can get into this. He was in the Goosebumps series, which was I don't even know if we finished that. That was last year.
Yeah.
I heard It's a Wonderful Knife was decent.
It was decent.
That. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
It's a little different.
Again, he was in Clerks 3. He was in Barbarian, which I dug that movie. He was good in that. He was good.
Yeah, 7 feels about right for that.
Yeah. He was the jerky like Hollywood actor.
Yeah, like everybody was making a fucking huge deal about that. What every like underground made horror movie that kind of hits in the mainstream, everybody loses their shit over it because nobody's ever seen a fucking underground horror movie before.
Yeah, yeah, that was the one that like blew up.
Yeah. It was fine.
He was in Masters of the Universe, Revelation, did a voice in that, did a voice in 44 episodes of F is for Family. Was an episode of the Creepshow remake.
That was a good episode. That was a really good episode.
I'm trying to think. Was it the first? No, it wasn't the first season.
I think it was the second or third season. It was the one where he had the like the virtual reality like tanning bed thing.
Okay.
And you could put yourself into like movies that you loved.
All right. Let's are still looking.
Oh, great. Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers, Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's the voice of Alvin in the last movie, anyway. Tusk in 2014.
I don't love it.
I dig it.
I just don't
get
it.
I can watch a lot, but when I do watch it, I do enjoy it.
I just, no. I don't get it.
A lot of fucking things we'll say here and there.
Yeah.
He was in Funny People in 2009. It's the Judd Apatow movie with Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Waiting and Still Waiting. It was Still Waiting was 2009.
Jesus Christ. I didn't think he, like, sunk low enough to do the sequel to that.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Brandon St. Jacques, was that his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
2008. He's in Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. He plays George Harrison.
So good. So fucking good.
Live Free or Die Hard. Idiocracy. Your shit's fucked up. Oh, God, I wish that wasn't becoming a documentary.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
We have yet to
elect a pro wrestler.
Somebody was making very fucking apt comparisons between the President Camacho speech in that movie and the Hulk Hogan speech at the RNC. Like, oh, yeah.
That made me a little sad.
Yeah.
If I didn't already know that Hulk Hogan was kind of a piece of shit, like
that would have sealed the deal.
Yeah. No, although I still want that fucking beer. I need that beer.
He was, of course, in Dodgeball. That was 2004. He shows up in Jeepers Creepers too. I think it was like a flashback scene or something. And we mentioned earlier, his first role was in Galaxy Quest in 1999.
Oof, that doesn't... that... No. No! No. That wasn't... That wasn't 25 years ago.
It was. So old. Hey, Jonathan Beck, or Breck, played the Creeper. Played it in all... And the first three movies, there's another one.
Is there?
It came out a couple of years ago. Jeepers Creepers Reborn, I think it's called.
Oh.
Great. Aside from that, he was in Spy Kids 4. He was in W, 2008. And things. JAG.
Yeah.
Star Trek Voyager. He was in VIP in 1998. Shit. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Patricia Belcher. She was the psychic who was unnecessarily in this movie. Still in things, nothing worth noting. She was just in Beverly Hills Cop Axel F, which, again, surprisingly a decent movie.
Yeah, I almost watched that the other night.
Another church movie. Can we just call for a moratorium on... Not another, like, blank movies.
Yeah.
Like, we're done. We're good.
I've been done with those for probably 20 years now.
Checked out after Scary Movie 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. She was in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Lucifer, AP Bio, American Dad. She's in a ton of
shit. A lot of shows that I don't give a fuck about.
A lot of like
shows. But are very popular.
Yeah. Shows your grandparents watch, so you mm-hmm. know what network they're on. She was in an episode of Community. That was 2009.
Oh, hey, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, it was a decent flick, 2009.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah. How I Met Your Mother. My Name is Earl. She's all over primetime TV. Is this?
There's no way. There's no way.
Somebody is. And I just don't want to make. I want to make sure we don't go over them. Dukes of Hazzard. Hazzard in Hollywood.
Ew.
I remember watching that.
Why?
Because that was when, like, it was when I was in high school. Like, Dukes of Hazzard came back on TV for the first time in like forever.
Yeah.
And like everybody got really into the Dukes of Hazzard again. Like,
It's because it was a fun fucking show.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was on Spike, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
And that's when they started making those TV movies with the Dukes of Hazzard again. Oof. We are still scrolling. Married with Children. Touched by an Angel.
Oh.
Somebody was touched by the director of this movie. Lawnmower Man 2. ER. Coach. Martin.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, NYPD Blue.
There's more than one creeper in this movie. Yeah. Holy shit.
Beverly Hills 90210 and Flatliners was her first one. That movie shows up like every week now.
Flatliners? Yeah, yeah, it does. It's fucking weird. Is Flatliners the new murder she wrote? Nothing will be the new murder she wrote.
Which I don't think we're getting that figure in time for Mid-Hudson.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we were going to have a Murder, She Wrote action figure be part of the prize pack for Mid-Hudson. God, we're going to have to think of like maybe like a fun like.
I mean, we've got
giveaway.
We've got almost a week.
Yeah, they updated the delivery date. Like, no, it's going to be coming in August.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I also, the fucking Godzilla store just fucked me like that today, too. Now this is just going to be me griping about late deliveries. I ordered a minus one Godzilla. Like, it's fucking dope. It's him, like, getting ready to fucking launch the fucking atomic breath. So, like, the mouth is open. And, like, the inside of the mouth is, like, metallic blue and, like, glowing.
Fuck yeah, it looks yeah so brother.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so fucking pumped that minus one, minus color hits
Netflix yeah,
Thursday.
Shortly, yeah, yeah.
Thursday.
As good as that movie is, it is better in black and white.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I missed the boat on seeing the fucking the theatrical release of that.
Let's see. Eileen Brennan is up next. She is in a ton of shit over the years.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of memorable stuff. She did 6 episodes of Will and Grace, 9 episodes of Seventh Heaven, Miss Congeniality 2 with Sandra Bullock, Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin. That was 2003. Jesus Christ.
That was terrible.
Cheapers Creepers was 2001. Touched by an Angel. How about that?
Mm.
Yeah, she was in Jumanji, the TV series.
Which was kind of dope, not gonna lie.
I was aged out of that by then.
Yeah.
I was aged out of Jumanji by then.
I was not.
I've never seen Jumanji.
Really?
I've seen the sequel.
It's a fun movie. Like, yeah. I don't think that you... I think you did yourself a disservice by not seeing it, because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah, it's not going to hit as hard now.
No, probably not.
She was in Walker, Texas Ranger, 1995.
Did Walker tell her she had AIDS?
In 1987 and in 1994, she was in Murder, She Wrote! Ooh, jumped that third shot. It's okay. It's okay.
Trying to get the timing tighter.
Yeah, we all have off days. We have off days.
Oh, okay. All right.
You could combine them into one sound effect.
I will eventually.
We can't actually, because for some stupid reason, the longest delay Elgato will let you put on the button is like a half a second. So like we'll get like one gunshot out and then the fart will go.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried it.
Are those from voice mod?
One of them is, I believe. I think the gunshot. Yeah.
Voice mod. The other one is Stream Deck.
Lame-o.
She was in an episode of Tales from the Crypt, Till Death Do We Part. I am almost certain this is one we have talked about before. A young gigolo and husband of a female mobster begins an affair with a nightclub waitress and the two... That's a typo.
I don't.
And the two plot to overthrow. We definitely talked about it.
I don't
John
know that
Stamos, Robert Picardo.
I don't know that there are any episodes of that we have not talked about yet.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Something just turned off, and I think it was the fridge. And now I have weird anxiety.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, the new fridge isn't. I had the old fridge padded up with the soundproofing.
Yeah,
might have to do it again with this one.
Yeah.
Let's see. She was a voice in an episode of Bobby's World. She and oh no, we already covered that.
Yeah.
Episode of Home Improvement, 30-something, Blossom, Newhart, Magnum P.I. She was in that Babes in Toyland movie in 1986. I remember having to watch that piece of shit a bunch.
Ugh.
She was in Clue. She was Mrs. Peacock in Clue in 1985.
IMDb is so fucked up. 7.2 on Clue? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I can go a little higher.
She can go like 8.5. It was a fucking masterpiece.
It's been very long since I've seen that. It is a good movie, though. She was in 39 episodes of the
Hold on, Private I'm not Benjamin done here.
TV series. Yes, R.I.P. to Bob Newhart. Shout out, T.J. Lamb.
Yes. Tragic. But we're talking about Clue. How fucking genius is it that they put a different ending on different theatrical runs of that fucking movie?
Yeah.
How genius is that?
You had to see the movie different, like a bunch of times to get all the endings.
Yeah. God damn it. And then fucking Tim Curry. Mwah. I want to live my life with that manic energy that he has at the end of that fucking movie.
He's just running around. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had that. Fuck. That movie's so good.
Let's see. She was in an episode of Taxi. She was in the movie Private Benjamin as well.
Heyo.
Anything else worth noting? Kojak, Barnaby Jones. Sting. Oh, she's in The Sting, 1973.
It's a good-ass movie.
Fucking great movie. We're going to move on from there. Last up, we have Kim Kahana, who was stunts in this.
You think they call her Big Kahana?
He.
Oh, him.
He was the camper. He's the guy that they pass on the road.
Yeah.
The guy and his wife.
But was it Sexy Forever?
Sexy Forever, yeah. It's a Mission Impossible TV series in 1972, an episode of The Brady Bunch. It's a fire dancer. I'm going to say it's probably the one where they go to fucking Hawaii.
You think?
He was in Cool Hand Luke in 1967.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing movie.
Fantastic movie. With George Kennedy, who's most well known as what's his name?
Come on.
Ed. Shit, what's his name? What?
I love watching you struggle. Here we go.
I'm just looking it up.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ed. I heard Ed is pregnant.
Forget the son of a bitch that did it.
Hawken. Ed Hawken.
Taking it off, boss.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
Yep.
The sound clip that Guns N' Roses copped for Civil War, was it? Yeah.
Yep, it was Civil War. If anybody out there has not seen Cool Hand Luke, disregard the fact that it's a movie from the 60s.
It's awesome, yeah.
Disregard the fact that it looks dated as shit. Fucking amazing filmmaking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, script writing, acting.
I'll go one further after you watch Cool Hand Luke. Watch the original Getaway with Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I don't know that
I've seen that.
And Ally McGraw, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still think I could take down that egg challenge.
I don't know, dog.
I could do
that. Was it 83 eggs?
I thought it was like 50. Yeah. No, it was even less than that. Was it like 20 eggs or something like that?
No.
Or whatever, I could do it.
No, it was a fuckload of eggs. Arthur, find out how many eggs that Luke had to eat in Cool Hand Luke, please. Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke egg.
Yeah. I think it's 80-something. Or 50, maybe?
Maybe it is 50. I don't know if
it's 50.
Yeah.
He ate 8 altogether while doing that.
Yeah.
Shooting that scene.
I mean, I couldn't do 50. I could take down a dozen, maybe.
That's a far fucking cry.
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe get to 20. We're talking realistically. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if I was, like, 18, I could fucking take down 50 eggs. Like, that wouldn't have been a problem then. Like,
I don't want to eat 50 of anything.
Yeah. Anything else? That's got to be it.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, we're just at the hour mark anyway. We got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
We are going to move on to the crapshoot. It's farts were Jersey level toxic. Can I just say, take a second to say, fuck New Jersey.
Always.
Seriously, like, I generally, like, I'm not one of these fuck New Jersey people, but after this weekend, fuck New Jersey, dude.
I'm one of those. I'm a fuck New Jersey kind of person.
We had to go to my in-law's house Saturday, which, again, I love going there. It's a fucking awesome place, and we always have amazing food.
They're, like, barely in Jersey, though, aren't they?
No. No,
are they, like, deep in the heart of Jersey?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
When I tell you, the second my car got on the Northway until the fucking second I got to my in-law's house, we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic. At least, like, on the thruway, it was bumper-to-bumper moving, like, 70.
Yeah.
Once we got to Jersey and got to the Garden State Parkway, that shit just stopped.
Nice.
It took us almost like 5 hours for a normally like 3 hour trip.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it gets better because like we were going to stay the night and then leave like early Sunday morning to beat the traffic.
Right.
Because again, it's going to be just as bad. Everybody like, leaving the fucking
like
beach.
3 or 4 in the morning, right?
So we're sitting there, like everybody's leaving, like clearing out for the night. It's like 9 o'clock. And I said to Amanda, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, why don't we just go home right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, the traffic's not going to be any better than it is right now. It's going to get worse the later we wait tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Like, we could just go home now and, like, be done with this. Like, instant, you know, we're just done with it. Tomorrow we could just, we're home all day. We have a day off.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's fucking do it.
Right.
We get on the highway. We're on the highway for 5 minutes. We hit bumper to fucking bumper traffic at like 10:45 at night.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you, New Jersey.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah. Let's see if it pays off. But once we got, again, once we got like off the parkway, it was fine. Once we got onto Route 17 and then got onto the freeway.
Yeah, Jersey sucks. Like, whatever.
I did not go below 80 once I got onto fucking the thruway.
Attaboy.
There was just nobody on the road. Like,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Windows down, cool night air.
No, we had the air. Fuck that.
No. Yeah. Fucking scrub.
Yeah. Fuck New Jersey.
Yeah.
On a positive note, though, I will say we fucking saw Deadpool Thursday night after we finished recording here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking.
Yeah, my buddy was telling me it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
They really give it to Fox.
Yeah.
Like, some really.
Of the jokes are just like, there's cameos that I was not expecting. Like,
oh, really?
Some of them I knew, like, some of them got out there. There was one that, like, there's two that took me by complete fucking surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, the
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I will spoil some shit for Deadpool for sure. The opening credits of that movie are the most violent thing I have ever seen, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
I'll give a light spoiler here. Like, it's him. He's trying to find like a version of Wolverine. He needs a version of Wolverine to like help save his fucking reality, his timeline.
Yeah.
So he teleports to the end of Logan.
Oh, Jesus
and he's trying
Christ.
To dig up fucking Wolverine from that movie. And he's like, there's no way he's dead. Like, he doesn't die. Like, so he fucking digs it up and it's just a adamantium skeleton. Really like, fucking like, so like, you know, as he's there, like all of a sudden these TVA guys show up and try to take him in. So the whole credits is just him throwing adamantium pieces of fucking Wolverine skeleton at people, and, like, violently murdering them with like bones and stuff. Like, oh, it's so great. I love every fucking minute of it.
Perhaps you have sold me.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like this. It's like he's got the spine at one point. It's just fucking dudes up with the adamantium head. Like,
ridiculous.
Yeah. It's so over the top. Like, it's so violent and bloody and gory.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's just hysterical. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, it's, like, as much as I love Marvel movies, like, they take themselves way too seriously. This is, like, the complete opposite. It's just fucking
chaos, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous joke after ridiculous joke. And they're, like, it's just fucking perfect. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. There's a couple of scenes, like another light spoiler, where he's like teleporting around trying to get different Wolverines, and he teleports to like different comic book covers.
Oh, really?
So you see the one from like fucking the Mutant Massacre, I think, where it's like Wolverine like crucified up on the big axe, like on the pile of skulls.
Yep.
There's the one, he's like, ooh, he's like, he teleports to one where he's in the forest. He's like, ooh, you've got the classic Brown outfit. He's like, he's like, wait a minute. He's like, I think I know this issue. He's like, he does the thing with the claws where he pops the claws and you can see Deadpool's or a reflection in him. He's like, wait a minute. Didn't you fight the Hulk in this issue? And like the Hulk just like throws fucking Deadpool to the side. Oh, like it's just stupid fun and it's so great.
Nice.
There's a post-credit scene at the very end that is.
Of course there
is. I can't tell you anything about it because it spoils one of the best cameos in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's, again, so fucking dumb and hilarious. I can't wait to go see it again.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. I'll go see it. Yeah. Well, maybe I won't go see it, but I'll see it.
You'll see it. Yeah.
I'll see it. Yarr. When it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yarr.
No, I definitely want to go again this way. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Just so many little like nods to all like the even the shitty Fox movies, like you get little payoffs from things like, you know, in those movies.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Jesus. I did not go to the movies, but I did actually watch a movie. Just fucking crazy.
I want to say I watched something else too, but
I watched Humane. On Shudder, it's by, oh boy, I'm forgetting the first name of the director, but the second name is Cronenberg. It's not Brandon. So I'm wondering if it's like David Cronenberg's daughter or something.
Yeah, I think his daughter does like stuff.
I think this is a directorial debut or something like that. Not great.
Caitlin
Cronenberg. Is of the Cronenbergs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not great. Interesting concept. I liked it. It's like there's a global like crisis. Like the
J. Everett Cronenberg. Yes,
J. Everett Cronen penis. There's like a environmental crisis and whatnot, and then there's like a program where people can like sign up to be euthanized. And then, like, your family will get, like, a payout or whatever from the government. And there's, like, an agency that takes over doing that job. Like, you sign up, they show up to your house.
Yeah.
You know, they hook you up to an IV bag, and you know, sedative. It's basically like a lethal injection, right? And then the main, family of characters, like, the father signs up to do it, and then, spoiler alerts, all of the, like, the kids that he's got are all, like, shitbags. And then his wife kind of, like, jumps ship. Like, she originally signed up, and then she's like, I'm not going to do this. She bounces. So then it gets weird because, like, that company that does all the euthanize shit, they need a body. So then it's all up to the kids to choose who's going to be the body.
Yeah. All right.
And then, like, so interesting concept. Like, it just wasn't executed that well. And, Jay Baruchel is one of the characters, one of the main characters.
All right. He's usually pretty good in stuff.
He's funny, but, like, I don't like him in a serious role because he's always got that, like, even if she's trying to do like straight dialogue, he's got that smarmy, snarky thing.
Yeah.
That he just can't get rid of because that's his voice.
I will say, like, this is like the least interesting sounding movie. the BlackBerry movie. He's like one of the dudes who helps create the BlackBerry. It's a fucking really good movie. And like he's pretty good in it.
It's him, like HBO or something, right?
Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's him and like Glenn Howerton.
Yeah.
From It's Always Sunny. And like they're both really amazing in it. I highly recommend that. I was gonna show you that thing I mentioned earlier that I pre-ordered.
Oh, yeah.
Fright Rags has on sale. They just went on pre-sale. Here we go. These little mini Halloween masks. They even come like the old school like box that they used to come in.
Yeah.
Here.
Like the ones that you would stick your tongue out of the mouth hole and cut the shit out of yourself?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. And they always smelled like chemicals?
Yeah. These are smaller pictures, but they look fucking dope. Can I get a bigger one? No, but you can kind of see them. Well, like they're only like 6 inches tall, but they're fucking cool looking.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, if you scroll down, there's the Wolfman one, too. I got the Frankenstein one and the Wolfman. They're $20 a pop. I figured, fuck it. They look cool.
Those are dope.
Yeah. And they even come, like I said, the retro box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
So, yeah, definitely check those out. Yeah, they're patterned after the Basil Gogo's painting of the Wolfman with Frankenstein.
Yeah. God damn it.
What else? I feel like I watched another movie or show or something. Like, out of nowhere, they dropped a new season of Futurama. I watched that.
Really?
Yeah, we watched that earlier. I the last season was really good. I was, like, half paying attention to this episode, so I have to watch it again.
Yeah.
I
went to the Saratoga County Fair.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Expensive.
Yeah. We went to the Altamont Fair a couple of years ago.
Dude, a game? A game.
Yeah.
$10.
We went a couple years ago, it was Amanda and I, and like just for food, and I think you have to get like the unlimited ride pass now. It's not like, it's maybe like $20 or whatever.
At Saratoga, there was a bracelet vending machine, and you could like buy how many ever credits you wanted, and then it would like print out with a QR code, and like QR code had the amount of tickets.
Yeah, it was over $100, like for the two of us, just for like to eat like fries and like, you know, fucking fried donuts and shit. Like,
yeah. I didn't go on any rides. Like the kids had a fucking blast though, and like that's really all that counts.
Yeah,
but like,
oh, there's always a couple of rides I want to go on. The Gravitron. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we weren't there long enough to see the truck pull, which, if anybody knows me, that's right up my fucking alley. But we saw the Wild West show, which was basically, I'm going to say, former stripper dressed as a cowboy doing rope tricks. Like, this guy probably worked at Chippendales. Like,
former stripper?
Yes!
I just did that in quotes. I said former.
Yeah.
Dude's got to make money the 11 months of the year.
Yeah.
Where's the... Yeah, was there pig racing? At the Altamont Fair, there usually is, yeah. There's a demolition derby, too, which is pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demo derbies are great. I want to go to the Eve of Destruction again at Lebanon Valley, but the last time I went, we watched a person die, so, you know.
Yeah, put a damper on the festivities.
Yeah, I was like, I had to explain that to my kids,
he's sleeping.
Yeah. The ambulance is taking him away. It's fine. Fortunately, it was all the way across the track where the tragedy took place, so.
Where the tragedy ensued.
But yeah, it was fine.
Oh, that's right, Amanda. They did have like a COVID fair back in like 2020, where it was like drive through. You could just drive up. They had all the food trucks like laid out and stuff. You could just drive up to each one you wanted. Like, that was pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
That's the most fucking American shit I've ever heard in my life. That's so fucking American.
Yeah. And a lot of people were like fucking up and like stopping at the first food truck and filling up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not realizing there's like 90 more food trucks around.
Yeah, you just browse.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Oh, we got a busy. Well, thank you to everybody who came out to our busy week last week. Everybody who watched our second full week of programming.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope. I'm sure we'll have a third, you know, sooner probably rather than later.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Yeah, we have another big week coming up. Because this Saturday we have Mid-Hudson Comic Con.
Yeah, we do.
We have a
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, yeah, yeah. But more importantly, Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, we are going to be hosting the first, hopefully of many,
yeah,
Big Dumb Monsters horror trivia contest.
Yeah.
So if you're at the convention, get your ass to that panel. It is 5 o'clock.
You got
to
sign up, though.
Yeah, you got to sign up. Ooh, we should probably figure out a way to sign up for that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, dog.
Yeah. Like a sign-up sheet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we have a ton of prizes. We're going to be giving stuff away. We are going to be inebriated and just generally being fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stop on by. It's going to be a good time. I am going to be talking with Kevin Farley earlier in the day.
That's at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get the feeling I'll be talking to some other people during the day because other certain people at the convention aren't going to show up and do their job.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah.
Also, fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we'll be there for sure. It'll be a good time. And then Sunday I'm doing Battle of the Movies with Assad. We're doing Avengers Infinity War versus Avengers Endgame. And your boy...
He's coming home. Do all right. He's coming home with the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this.
It's going to be awesome to see Assad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Son of a bitch lives in...
Pennsylvania now. Yeah, yeah. No, it'll be good to see all our con. We're going to see Meng. Hopefully we'll hang out with Meng this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we don't hang out the same way we hung out with Meng last time.
Whatever. So yeah, come see us at the Mid-Hudson Comic Con this weekend. We'll be there physically, let's say.
I'm gonna be there physically. Yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna be having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be having a very good time.
Yes.
Because I'm not gonna let other people's bad time.
And so help me God, if that Mexican restaurant is packed when we go to eat on Saturday night, I'm gonna be fucking furious.
Yeah. I'll just drag people out. That's yeah. Nice.
Oh, the week after, yes, I'm going to be doing a horror panel on Saturday with Amanda at Fandom Fest here in Schenectady, Proctor's Theater. You can check us out there. The week after that, I am thankfully not doing any conventions, but... The week after that, I will be at Tampa Bay Comic Con. We're doing the horror panel there as well. I am going to be doing something, talking to somebody. I don't know who yet, but damn, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very hyped for that.
Yeah. They sent an email about that not too long ago. I think it was like last week there was an email in there.
I think. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna double check just to be safe.
I'm going to make it a point to have a Stewart's cup of coffee at the table at Mid-Hudson.
There will be Stewart's.
Yeah.
I will bring some old breakfast sandwiches with us.
Have a goddamn breakfast sandwich and a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, the Bloody Mary bar might be tough to pull off, but...
Yeah, you know, like I told you it would be.
Yeah, well...
It doesn't need to be a Bloody Mary bar. We can have the mix, and we can have the booze. Like, we don't need all the snack fixings in it, although they do make it delightful.
I mean, we're halfway there? Fuck. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
It's fine.
Anything else? We have other Saratoga Comic Con in November. I'll be stumbling around New York Comic Con at some point in a non-official capacity.
I won't.
Yeah.
It just feels like chaos. Like,
it's fun chaos.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the entire city turns into a giant fun playground. I mean, city's a giant fun playground anyway, but like, it's a giant fun playground filled with comic book nerds.
Yeah.
So it's a good time.
So much fucking money, dog.
Yeah, I just booked my hotel. I'm like, ooh, it's only $500.
Yeah. No.
But I mean, I'm literally, like, I can see Madison Square Garden when I walk out, and, like, the convention center is, like, a 5-minute walk away.
I don't give a fuck.
There is a beautiful park on the way where you can stop and smoke a joint, and I will, going to and from the con, both days. Yeah. I always see a ton of people in that park, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, celebrities?
No, people that I just know.
Just people doing drugs.
Well, yeah, people I know from, like, conventions and stuff. Like, everybody just kind of passes through there at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. It's going to be an expensive weekend. I don't care. It's fucking worth every penny.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to drag my ass to the Comedy Cellar that weekend again, too.
Yeah.
I work in Midtown, not a treat. It's yeah, I suppose if you're there every day, it's less of a treat when you know, when you go for fun. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, when you go and leave, yeah. Yeah, no, we always have a blast with that. I go to fucking awesome ass dinner somewhere. Fuck, I gotta pick a restaurant.
You got time.
Yeah, well, there's research involved.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who has the best lamb shank?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure we will have others. Oh, we're gonna do, well, hopefully we can pull it off. I don't know if we're technologically there yet. We'll figure it out. We're going to record the Bull and Bee probably next month.
We are technologically sound enough to do that. We just have to haul a bunch of shit there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up soon. Alex is flooding me with movies, each one worse than the previous.
No. Homeboy's got a problem. I love
he's
him.
If you mean picking horrible movies that are going to be hilarious for us to shit on, then yeah, that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, that's a problem for me.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll get that scheduled with Alex and Thor. And just check out the Bull and Bee if you're in Albany.
Yeah.
They are now shipping meat out to anywhere in the world.
So like here? They'll ship it here?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Alex, you'll ship it here?
Just set up an account you can just draw from whenever he needs to ship us. Auto ship.
Nice. Going this weekend. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Order from the Bull and Bee. They will ship you delicious mead anywhere in the country, I believe. Or possibly the world. Fucking
let's not
yeah
let's not get crazy. That's
it's possible
but
it's possible.
There are things that are possible and things that are likely.
You did the first TJ Lamb did the first NYCC, dude. It is completely different from then. Like, I went to the second one. I missed like the first one, the fifth one, and maybe like the one after COVID are the only ones I've missed. And the second one, the one that I went to, was probably in a quarter of the Javits Center. And now it is expanded past the Javits Center. Like, it moves out into the entire city. Yeah. Yeah. It's a fucking, it's the scene, man. I honestly cannot wait for that weekend. We're just rambling at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good rambling, though.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Come check us out this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the last word.
Ready for socials?
Let's do them socials.
Let's do some socials. So our website is www.bigdumbmonsters.com. You can find us on Facebook, Big Dumb Monsters Pod. Please, if you have suggestions for the show, beer we should drink, movies we should watch, any way we can change the show to make it better, we want to hear about it. Send us anything at bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. You can find us on Slasher, the all horror social network. We're Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. You can also sometimes find us logged into our Steam account. It's Big Dumb Monsters.
You can check us out on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. When we do the show live, if you are for some reason only listening to this on the audio only version, you are missing out. Tune into the live show. It's on Monday nights on Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
You can check us out at Big Dumb Monsters there.
You can watch our stupid faces make our stupid show.
Exactly. Yeah, we are steadily closing in on 150 subscribers on YouTube.
Dope.
So if you have not subscribed yet, get over there. Hit that subscribe button and join the fun. We are on TeePublic. You can come check out our merch store. Go to TeePublic. Just look for the Big Dumb Monster store.
Mm-hmm.
You can join our Discord. It's there. It's there. I have to figure out, we have a stream bot that only streams it into our like personal Discord, like the one for us.
Yeah.
I have to figure out how to get into the one, like the public one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have access to that. You're a moderator on that.
Yeah, so. We'll figure that out.
Or Amanda could do it.
Yes. Yes, she could.
The Discord moderator.
Yes.
Please.
Por favor. It's actually a second link to CPAC. Anywho. That's all we got for this week.
That's it.
That's it.
You ready for some words of wisdom?
Let's do it.
All right. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.